Well, good morning and welcome to our daily Bible reading for July 10th, 2021. Today we're going to be reading through Joshua chapter 12 and 13, Psalm 145, getting towards the end of the book there, Jeremiah chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 20. So if you have your Bibles, let's get into the Word today. Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the people of Israel defeated and took possession of their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon with all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites who lived in Heshbon and ruled from Aor, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundaries of the Ammonites, that is, half of Gilead, and the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth eastward and in the direction of Beth Jeshimoth to the sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah, and Og, king of Bashan, one of the remnant of Rephaim, whom lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon and Salakah, and all Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Makarites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the people of Israel defeated them, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the people of Israel defeated on the west side of the Jordan from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak that rises toward Seir, and Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotment in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, to the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negev, the land of the Hittites, the Ammonites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jarmuth, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Eglon, one, the king of Gezer, one, the king of Debir, one, the king of Gedir, one, the king of Horma, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Libna, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Makeda, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tapua, one, the king of Hepher, one, the king of Aphek, one, the king of Lasharon, one, the king of Madon, one, the king of Hazor, one, the king of Shimron Meron, one, the king of Ashap, one, the king of Tanakh, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kedesh, one, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, one, the king of Dor in Naboth Dor, one, the king of Goyim in Galilee, one, the king of Tirzah, one, in all 31 kings. Chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. This is the land that yet remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites from Sihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron. It is counted as Canaanite. There are five rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of Avim. In the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Merah that belongs to the Sidonites, to Aphek, the boundary of the Ammonites, and the land of the Gebelites, and and all Lebanon towards the sunrise from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrath Maim, even all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With the other half of the tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their, with the other half, they received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. From Aor, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the table land of Medibah, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Ammonites, who reigned in Eshbon, as far as the boundary of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the region of the Geshurites and Machites, and the all of Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salakah, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Asheroth and in Edrei, he alone was left of the remnant of Rephaim. These Moses had struck down and driven out. And yet the people of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites or the Makarites, but Gesher and Makah dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to him. And Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the people of Reuben according to their clans. And so their territory was from Arior, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland of Medeba, with Heshbon and all of its cities that are in the tableland, Dibon and Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, and Jahaz, and Kedemoth, and Mephath, and Kirim Athim, and Sima, and Zerath Shahar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, that is, all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdoms of Sion, king of the Ammonites, who reign in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Eva, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the princes of Sion, who lived in the land. Balaam also, the son of Beor, the one who practiced divination, was killed with the sword by the people of Israel among the rest of the slain. And the border of the people of Reuben was the Jordan as a boundary. This was the inheritance of the people of Reuben, according to the clans with their cities and villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of Gad, to the people of Gad, according to their clans. Their territory was Jazer and all the cities of Gilead and half of the land of the Amorites to Aior, which is east of Rabbah, and from the Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpeh and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley of Beth Haram, Beth Nirah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sion, king of Heshbon, having the Jordan as a boundary to the lower end of the sea of Chinneroth, eastward beyond the Jordan. And this is the inheritance of the people of Gad, according to their clans, with their cities and villages. And Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the people of Manasseh, according to their clans. The region extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, and half Gilead, and Asheroth, and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. These were allotted to the people of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for the half of the people of Machir, according to their clans. These are the inheritances that Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, just as he said to them. That was Joshua chapters 12 and 13. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 145. A song of praise of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on the wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of your might, of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds, and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all of his words and kind in his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and kind in all of his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. That was Psalm 145. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Flee for safety, O people of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and raise a signal on Beth Hakarim. For disaster looms out of the north, and great destruction. The lovely and delicate breed I will destroy, the daughters of Zion. Shepherd with their flocks shall come against her, and they shall pinch their tents around her, and shall pasture each in his place. Prepare war against her. Arise, and let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day declines, for the shadows of evening lengthen. Arise, and let us attack by night, and destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees. Cast up a siege mound against Jerusalem. This is the city that must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her. As a well keeps its water fresh, so she keeps fresh her evil. Violence and destruction are heard within her. Sickness and wounds are ever before me. Be warned, O Jerusalem, lest I turn from you in disgust, lest I make you a desolation and an uninhabited land. And thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall glean through thoroughly as a vine the remnant of Israel. Like a grape gatherer, pass your hand against over its branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised. They cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn. They take no pleasure in it. And therefore, I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. Pour it out upon the children in the street and upon the gathering of young men also. Both husbands and wives shall be taken, the elderly and the very aged. Their houses shall be turned over to others, their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, declares the Lord. For from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain, and from prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush, and therefore stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. I set a watchman over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not pay attention. And therefore, hear, O nations, and know, O congregations, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices, because they have not paid attention to my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it. What use to me is frankincense that comes from Sheba, or sweet cane from the distant lands? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices pleasing to me. And therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay before this people stumbling blocks against which they shall stumble. Fathers and sons together, neighbor and friend shall perish. And thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the north country, a great nation is stirring from the farthest reaches of the earth. They lay hold on bow and javelin, they are cruel and have no mercy. The sound of them is like the roaring sea. They ride on horses, set in array as man for battle against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands fall helpless. Anguish has taken hold of us, pain as of a woman in labor. Go not out into the field, nor walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Make mournings as for an only son, most bitter lamentations, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you a tester of metals among my people, that you may know and test their ways. They are all stubbornly rebellious, going about with slanders. They are bronze and iron, all of them act corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. In vain the refining goes on, for the wicked are not removed. Rejected silver they are called, for the Lord has rejected them. That was Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Matthew chapter 20. The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard. And after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And going out about a third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you. And so they went. And going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one has hired us. And he said to them, go on into the vineyard too. And when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them for their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day in scorching heat. But he replied to them, to one of them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or you begrudge my generosity? And so the last will be first, and the first last. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. And the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him and her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" And she said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one on your right hand and one on the left in your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" And they said to him, "We are able." And he said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and on my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by the Father." And when the ten heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must also be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting on the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And the crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. Well, amen. That was our reading for today, for July 10th, 2021. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye now.